Excuse me, what did you call that?
Meat bank.
I see.
Meat bank.
A regular?
Yeah.
They made for the paper, yeah.
Four posts, two there and two here, and get some pretty plain. Put on that, and some, our meat bank was up about that high, where you can stand up, you know, it wouldn't have to finish your back.
I see, and work on him on the bench.
Yeah, and cut that. The top of him was hound. You know.
The back legs was a ham and the front legs was shoulder.
Big old piece, we call it bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And the front legs was shoulders.
I see.
And they'd cut that half of them in three pieces, and you'd have shoulder and a middling and a ham.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned cutting the fat off the intestines. Did you use the intestines for anything?
No,
some use for chitlins. They cook them for chitlins. You eat chitlins, yes.
You've heard of chitlins,
right?
Yeah. I didn't say them. I just can't.
You know, I like to smell them somehow. I like.
Well, lots of people save some things.
Did you ever use them for sausage
stuff? No, nothing.
And then there's where the sausage come in. After you cut all that meat in two, there's always some big old hunks. You want your millions and hams in pretty shape, and you can cut a lot of strips of lean meat and fat meat off that and put that all together and grind it up in something.
Mm-hmm.
Some call it tenderloin.
And
the arms, let them have backbone.
I see.
It all just skin off like a,
All the pure old fat, you cut it up in little giblets about that big and put in your wash kettle and render that up in lard.
Did you use any of the other, you used the liver, right?
We throw the lights away. We never did.
The heart,
I cooked that and the melt.
And the kidney, we cooked the kidneys too.
Half the people didn't, but I did.
Did you ever hear that called a haslet?
Haslet's right. The whole thing right. Now, all the haslet was a
liver.
The goozle and the liver and lights and heart all made one long piece.
Mail.
It comes out together.
Right.
You've seen good hogs, haven't you?
No, I never have. In fact, all I can do is read about it and that's why I'm asking these questions.
Great long string of it.
You don't know much about that farm stuff then, do you?
No, I don't. That's why I have to depend on your explaining it.
You can hardly imagine how it is.
Well, if you cooked all of this together, then that was haslet.
That was fine.
And then you'd have your backbone. It went some from the head, come to the tail. And you'd hack that up. Of course, his bone would go off and the best meat on it. Now to make pork chops out of the backbone. You see that in shoulder
and either. They split the backbone open at the pork chop all the way down. They split open at the butcher shop, but we didn't. We just cut that one on out to
we
sale.
We take it to the old chopping block.
I see. So the chops come from...
That's why it was so good. We got all the...
I see.
That bunch of all the pork chops.
Put a little piece of that liver in and a little of this and a little of that and cook that and all that.
Did you use the head for anything?
Yeah.
They made the best fresh meat. We call it the souse meat of any. And then the old jaw from his mouth down around his chin, use that to cook and turn up greens in the early spring, that latter part of the winter.
I see.
You pork all the winter, you want something else when spring comes, there's good turnip greens and cook with some hog jaw, just delicious.
Mm-hmm. And that would be salted, would it? Jaw would be salted?
You salt it the way you do your shoulder and ham.
I see.
That's right, hang it up. It'd be beautiful now if you see a great bunch of hams and shoulders and big jaw in the middle of it there and maybe a middle in the two we call side meat. It's beautiful.
Keep that all summer, Lord. That's the best that's cooked with. And then the sausage way we keep that way back on. Have to make a little sack about that broad there, piece of white cloth and sack it and hang it up in the smoker. Let it stay all winter. It's cold. And it wouldn't get too old. Sometimes it'd get old.